If the storm has wiped out your house, I mean wiped out everything you've got, get down here on the inside and get into the Word, because replenished blessing is in your spirit if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland today as he reveals how far man has moved away from the kingdom of God and what it will take to reconcile the father-son relationship that God desires to have. Previously on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
When I choose Jesus, I choose life. When I choose Jesus, I have chosen His and my Father. When I choose Jesus, I choose blessing. Because the Word says that Jesus was made a curse for us so that the blessing of Abraham might come on us through Christ Jesus. Amen. So He's the blessing. The blessing of Abraham is ours. All right. When I chose Him, then I was literally, my spirit being was recreated in the very likeness of God. When that happened, I was delivered from the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. I am in the kingdom. No, you don't get in the kingdom of God after you die and go to heaven. If you ain't in the kingdom of God when you die, you ain't going to heaven. You understand? I mean, this is now. It happens now. Jesus said the kingdom of God is in you, and the whole thing is on the inside of you, and it will grow up out of you and create a garden of Eden covenant around you that the devil can't break through and steal if you'll take the time to hear and to obey. Amen. It's not a great mystery. You just do it by faith. You just do what He says, and He'll unravel the mysteries for you. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles today, first of all, to Matthew's Gospel. And we'll read words from Jesus. Now, when they're written in red, you're supposed to pay attention. Amen. Well, you're supposed to pay attention to every one of them that's in the Bible. Now, Jesus said, no man No human being is what that means. He wasn't just singling out the male of the species. No. No human being, male or female, can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise or give no honor to the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon doesn't just mean money. Mammon is this Babylonian system out here of man trying to meet his own needs without God. You can't do that. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve two kingdoms. So you're going to have to pick one. Amen. Now then, let's go over to Deuteronomy chapter 30. And we read this already this week, but I want you to get into it again. I want you to notice what the Spirit of God said here. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life. You choose. No, you choose. Well, if God wants... No, you choose. If you don't choose, you will serve the wrong one. For not to choose God is a default choice over to Satan. Actually, you're not serving Satan like you're serving Satan. You are, but he don't want you to know that. What you're serving is the arm of man and represented by a fallen man, Adam. The kingdom of God is represented by a resurrected man, the last Adam. Now, you need to make your choice. Well, I'm just so weak. Is that Jesus or Adam? That's Adam. Well, I know I just probably not going to make it this time. Who is that, Jesus or Adam? No, it's Adam, because we can do all things through Christ Jesus. Amen? Can you see where I'm going here with this? Now, the descendants of Adam that have never chosen God are still trying to meet their own needs without God. In fact, in these times that we live in, all of the isms, the socialism, progressivism, and all of, if it's outside of God, it's some kind of ism, and they have all one thing in common. Ever since the Tower of Babel, they are trying their best to meet their own needs without God and do whatever they want to do, pay no attention to God. That came out of two of Noah's sons. Shem stayed with God. He chose the blessing. He stayed with God. But these other two didn't. Now, they decided, no, we're going to build us a place out here. In fact, let's go over there and read that, because this is where all that started. And notice here in the 11th chapter of Genesis. It came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Now, this is Ham and Japheth and their descendants. They said, first of all, God spoke to Noah and his sons and said the very same things he said to Adam. He blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, take dominion over it, have authority over it, so forth. The very same words. Two of them decided that they're going to go on their own way. They ain't paying attention to God. Well, they got out there, and the land's tough on them. The animals are tough on them. Everything is tough. And they think, well, what are we going to do here? And the bigger their families got, the worse it got. And they're trying to work this thing out. They got into some really, really bad stuff. One man thought he's got to be smarter than anybody else. He began to see something that could meet his needs, you know, to hell with the rest of them. I mean, it's me that counts here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he subjugated. He forced them to be subject to his will and rule. That's a big word. Now listen. They became the king's subject. He forced them to make him king, and then he promised them that he would meet their needs. He would protect them and all the other stuff that a king promises. And in no way any man can provide all that, because he's not God, and it's God that gives the increase. And the first thing those guys want to do is get rid of God, because I'm God here. Now, you just think you're God. Now, they became subject to the king, subjugated, the king's subjects. Have you ever heard that? The king and his subjects. They are subject to what he decides. They're subject to his rule. They're not free people. They can't just do what they want to do. They're subject to him, subject to the king, subject to the queen, subject to the panel that runs this government, subject to the ruler, subject to the dictator. Amen. So now, They said, let's build us a city and a tower whose top may reach into heaven. Let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. We're going to make a name for ourselves. We're going to be something here. The Lord came down to see the tower, which the children of men had built. And see, they never said anything to him about it. They never even mentioned it to him. The Lord said, these people are one, and they've all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. They're all in one agreement at one time, speaking one language, and they had always up to then been able to use spiritual force to do or get anything they wanted, because they learned it from Adam that came down through their father. Amen. Noah. Praise God. Well, what happened? God went down there and he spoke one word. Babel means confusion. Now, when he did that, it created a cap on that tower. It could only get up so far, and confusion would take over. And when it hit the word that God said, then it would begin to collapse and fall, because there's no human being can meet the needs of man except one, and his name is Jesus. Now then, I want you to notice what happened to them. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build a city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel. That was the name of that city. It got up so high and it fell. What is a Babylonian system? A Babylonian system is something that grows out of the mind of men. Actually, it's out of the mind of the devil, but they don't know that's where they're getting it. It grows out of the mind of men thinking they can meet their own needs without God. If you work hard enough, scheme hard enough, steal hard enough, lie, whatever you have to do, if I can get 10,000 of these guys to give me a dollar, look what I've got. And here they go, man, I'm in there, they're after it, and they're fussing and fighting over there. But I don't care how big the system gets, it's eventually going to hit that cap. Every man-built empire on the face of this earth since the day of Nimrod, the day we're reading about, the day Nimrod became king, and it wound up in this place, every one of them have hit that cap, and every one of them have fallen. And that's what's trying to happen right now all over the world. It's trying to happen in the United States. Not going to happen in the United States. The Babylonian system is falling, but it will not drag the United States down with it, because you and I are here. And there's people all over the world praying and believing God and taking a stand. But I want to tell you something. The United States of America is the only nation in existence that came into existence by people who had a desire to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. The only one that ever happened. God set up Israel because he loved Israel. The United States was set up because people love God. And don't you ever think he's going to forget it. Now, this Babylonian, progressive, socialistic, man-made junk that has been, the Constitution of the United States has been twisted and worked around to get all that man-made stuff in there and trying its best to get God out of it. Well, you got God out of it far enough to where the thing's coming down. You keep promising people you're going to pay for all their medical bills. You keep promising people you're going to take care of all their clothes. You keep promising people you're going to take care of their education, but it ain't got God in it. You're going to keep promising people. You can't do it. Because it's God that gives the increase. And I don't care how hard you work. I don't care how hard you dig. The harder you dig, the harder the ground gets. The louder you cry. You crying global warming one day and global cooling the next. I mean, it's gone. Why? Because it's functioning in phases. But if you don't know the phases, you don't know God, you never hear anything from God. Oh, God, what's going to happen today? Well, we're going to all freeze to death by 2012. You know, oh, we're going to all die. You know exactly what I'm talking about. That comes from people not inquiring of God about the things that they do. Now, notice here then, the difference between what they said and what God said to Abram. Now, they said, let us go build a city and a tower. Let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. Now, look over here in chapter 12. Now, the Lord had said unto Abram, you get out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house unto a land that I will show you. God has a place for you, and He'll show you, and He'll lead you there. The reason He told him to leave there is because he's in the wrong place. Now, I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Now, that is God's plan. The blessing was in operation. This was the descendants of Shem. He stayed with the blessing of God. Now then, from here, let's go over to the book of Deuteronomy once again. We read that already several times this week, but let's go over there and read it again. This is the 19th verse. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you. I have already set before you life, death, blessing, cursing. Therefore, you choose. You choose it. But you choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Now, what did Jesus say about why He came? You remember that in the 10th chapter of John's Gospel? He said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. What's He saying? Choose me. Choose my life. What happens when you make that choice? Now, notice this next verse. That you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, that you may cleave unto Him, for He is your life. What is your life? His voice. And the length of thy days, His voice, His word, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto his fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, to Jacob, to give them. Amen. I mean, there it is right there. Now, here's the thing. God promised to bless that land. He promised that the blessing would be there. You remember why Satan was why he's just so absolutely, totally upset with Job is because Job was the richest man in the East. And the thing that had him so bothered was the fact that he said, does he serve you for nothing? You've blessed everything he has. You've made it. Look what you've done. You've blessed all that he has. You've blessed him. And there's a wall around him. What wall is that? Well, what was that wall between the land of Israel and the land of Egypt? There was darkness in the land of Egypt and light. God is light. His word is light. The entrance of His word giveth light. We are born of the light. We are children of the light. We are to put on the armor of light. Hallelujah. And darkness was in the land of Egypt. So there was a dividing line there. The King James Bible calls it a sever. There's a sever between, there's a wall there, praise God. Now, you're supposed to have sense enough to stay behind that wall when the flu comes through and all the death and all the destruction and all that. You're supposed to stay over there behind the wall instead of playing around out here and get caught up in all that. Now then, let's go over from there to Colossians chapter 1. We're choosing Jesus, our life. Colossians chapter 1, and we'll look beginning with the 12th verse. Now, I want to back up there. Let's back up to the 10th verse. That you might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing. Now, look. Now, remember what the blessing was? Remember when he blessed Adam, saying, be fruitful, multiply, fruitful. That's the word I want you to get. Be fruitful, multiply, have dominion over the earth, subdue it, and replenish the earth. Listen, if the storm has wiped out your house, I mean wiped out everything you've got, get down here on the inside and get into the Word, because replenish blessing is in your spirit if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you don't, choose Him today. Don't let another second go by. You can do it while I'm talking. Just say, Jesus, I choose you. Take this mess and do something with it. Praise God. Now then. Then he said, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son.
When God said, let there be light, at 186,000 miles a second, the universe was born. The creative power released in those words lives inside you right now. The first thing God did after he created human life was to give mankind the blessing. You cannot earn it, buy it, or demand it. The blessing is the very creative force of God that is given to every believer, setting them up to thrive. Kenneth Copeland's latest book, The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and Adds No Sorrow to It, is the result of over 40 years of study, practice, and down-to-earth insights on the blessing. Filled with real-world examples that transformed Kenneth from debt and doubt to a lifestyle of health, wealth, and peace. Living less than blessed, knowing there's more to life than what you see? Failure is not an option, and success is guaranteed when you unlock God's blessing in your life. Make the change. Start today. Order The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It, the newest book by Kenneth Copeland. Go to kcm.org and purchase your copy today for only $19.99 and save 20%. Discover the keys to living every day completely blessed, the keys that changed Kenneth Copeland's life forever. Go online or call our toll-free number and order The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It today. God has empowered you to succeed. It's time for you to live blessed.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearsons. Now, if you want to walk in the blessing that you heard from my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, that blessing that you heard him preaching about today, there's a first step to it. And the first step is making Jesus the Lord and the Savior of your life. He came that you would have life, and not just have life, but have it more abundantly, till it overflows, excessive life. And if you've never made Jesus your Lord, then stop what you're doing and do this with me today. Just simply pray this. Say, Jesus, be the Lord of my life. Jesus, I believe in you with all my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. Take my life and do something with it. Now say this, say, Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. I receive him in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer with me for the first time, all of heaven rejoices with you. All of Kenneth Copeland Ministries rejoices with you. The body of Christ around the world, we rejoice knowing that you've come home to God. And if you did that, then you've been delivered. You have now been delivered from the authority of darkness, out of that old way of living, into this God way of living. But you're going to have to remember this. Always choose Jesus. In every decision you make, you put Him first, you put Him foremost. And if you prayed this with me today, then listen, I've got a free gift for you. This is from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's a little book called He Did It All For You. And along with that, we want to send you a small brochure called How to Study Your Bible. Just request yours. Let us put these things in your hand because they're going to be a blessing to you as you begin to read and study the Word of God. And it's not just a good idea. This is something you must do because God's Word is a revelation of God's will. Wouldn't it be great to know the will of God for your life? Well, it's all in His Word. This begins to build your faith in Him. Make note of today. Write this day down. This is the day that I gave my life to Jesus and He changed everything forever. Amen? Listen, I invite you to join Kenneth Copeland again on tomorrow's broadcast as he shares with you how you can prosper wherever you go. That's good news. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They would like to send you some free information to help you get started in your new life in Christ. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org. A book, He Did It All For You, and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Join Terry Copeland Pearsons for her Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference with guest Patsy Caminiti, September 28th through 30th. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.
Hello, we're Ken and Gloria Copeland. God has a plan to distribute the anointing of Jesus throughout the body of Christ. Every member in it, not just the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. You need to know that plan of distribution. We just finished a week on that divine plan, so don't you miss it.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
You can't serve two kingdoms. Jesus said, no man can do it. You cannot join up in everything they got over there, borrow everything they'll let you borrow, and then come to Jesus and ask Him to pay it off.